more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Top of the fourth, Shorebirds trailing the Augusta Green Jackets 4-1. Isaac Baloney leads it off against Landon Leach. Here to kick off the frame in the first pitch. Leach misses high for ball one. All the scoring done today in just the second inning. Shorebirds with one in the top of the second. The pitch, breaking ball, forces Baloney to dance out of the way. 2-0. But Augusta answered with four in the bottom of the second to take the lead. Baloney switch hitter, bats left. Infield shifts to the right side for him. The pitch, fastball up and in. This time Baloney has to bend back out of the box, as Leach has him dancing all different directions. 3-0 pitch. Baloney takes. Fastball in the outside corner for strike one. Leach wasting no time in coming home to the plate here. 3-1. Up and away. Ball four. Leach loses Baloney. First walk is issued today. He is aboard to start off the fourth. I'll bring up Davis Tavares. Rounded to second his first time up. 4-1 Augusta, top of the fourth. Shorebirds trying to battle back here. Looking for their second consecutive win. Kicking the pitch. Tavares tries to check his swing, pitch up and in. Did he hold off? No appeal. Ball one. Baloney leads away from first. Right on right matchup. Leach crossfire set, deals home. And Tavares, a weak grounder towards short. Up the middle, it's gloved by Durbin. Flip to second, one. Throw to first, off the bag. And Backstrom unable to apply the tag on Tavares on his way by. So the Shorebirds saved from grounding into a double play there by Quintero's wide throw. And he had all kinds of time to throw out Tavares, but just wasn't on target there. Backstrom did a great job to peel off the base, receive the throw, and nearly got Tavares while he was running to first with the tag. It will be just a fielder's choice. 6-4. Brings up Creed Willems. Fly to shallow center his first time up. Left-handed batter. The pitch. Breaking ball up and away for ball one. Infield again. Nearly vacates the left side for Willems. 1-0. Fastball high for ball two. Shortstop Durbin behind the second base bag. Third baseman Klein playing basically at short. It's a standard pull shift alignment for Augusta this week against left-handed hitters. Tavares at first, one out in the fourth, 4-1 Augusta. The pitch, and Willems a big swing, hits it high in the air, down the right field line, shallow, racing after it, Mesquita, and he makes a fantastic grab before launching himself into the stands. And Tavares will be awarded second as Mesquita made the throw from the stands after he jumped in full speed ahead. As the ground rule is, once you're out of play with the baseball, you have to come back into the field of play before throwing it. As Mesquita able to make the catch in foul territory, and he was going so hard at full speed, sprinting dead ahead, they had no choice but to launch himself into the stands, hurtled over the sidewall, planted, and then threw a second. So now a man at second, two outs, and Ryan Higgins, the batter, the pitch. Slider outside corner for a called strike. What a phenomenal play by Brandel Mesquita, just to reel it in, then somehow not get hurt while jumping into the stands. 0-1. Higgins chops it foul, third base side into the Green Jackets dugout. 0-2. Higgins, an RBI triple down the right field line his first time up. Man at second, two outs. Shorebirds down 4-1, top of the fourth. Look to second by Leach. Now the 0-2. Breaking ball just off the inside corner. Left side of the Green Jackets infield broke for their dugout. Catcher Zabrowski also thought he was headed back to his spot on the bench, but no dice, says Juan Gomez. Count 1-2. Birds down by 3 in the fourth. Leach's pitch. Breaking ball called, strike 3. Slider top of the zone. That one rings up Higgins. Leach with his first strikeout of the game. Manages to strand Tavares at second and end the inning. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Shorebirds down 4-1 here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Top of the fourth here at the SLP Park. This pitch from Don Strow to Mekhi Backstrom. Swung on and missed here to begin the inning. 6-7-8 due up for the Green Jackets. Girard's 0-1. Fastball tails over the inside corner for strike two. Backstrom, a wall ball double off of Dan Hammer in the second to start the scoring that frame. Gusta would put up four in that inning. 0-2. Fastball up and away, 1-2. Backstrom, big left-handed batter. Good deal of power with that double in the second inning. Backstrom now with four doubles on the season, the 1-2. Called strike three, outside corner. Backstrom caught looking. Didn't like the call, but Girard sets him down. He's got three straight strikeouts now, and there's one away here in the fourth. Take our first look at the Birdland scoreboard here today. A lot of big news around Birdland today, both at the major league and the minor league level. Braulio Vasquez stands in here and takes the first pitch down and away for ball one. Hit a two-run homer his first time up. At the major league level, Kyle Bradish makes his major league debut today. Centerpiece, the Dylan Bundy trade. The pitch, Vasquez tags this one in the air to right center. Tavares racing after it, leaps, and he can't come down with it. Around first, heading to second, Vasquez. He's thinking three, and now he's caught in a run down between second and third. Cruz throws back to third. Romero runs him back to second, who throws to Cruz. Now back to Girard at third, runs him all the way back to second, and will tag him out himself. That could have been disastrous there for the Shorebirds, but Vasquez with the double gets too greedy and then tagged out in the rundown that took one too many throws. He'll score it 9-3 to 5-3 to 1. Hate to see that many throws on a rundown. But it finally ends as Thomas Girard does the right thing and runs right at Vasquez and finally tags him out. Two outs, nobody on in the first pitch to Brandon Parkers, a slider that drops in on the outside corner for strike one. So two outs, nobody on. Shorebird still down 4-1, bottom of the fourth. Girard from the stretch with nobody on. Faces Parker, who walked his first time up. And now Augusta's dugout starts barking at the home plate umpire Juan Gomez. Mekhi Backstrom not happy. In comes the third base coach and manager for the Green Jackets, Nestor Perez. And he's asking what's going on here. As Perez and Gomez go at it here. And Perez and the Green Jackets have every right to be upset, both with the strike zone and with what's already transpired here in this game. Given that it was Gomez's missed call at the plate that took a run off the board back in the second. 0-1. This is down low, ball into strike. Sun starting to set here in North Augusta. Stadium lights turning on for the first time. 1-1. Slider just off the outside corner, 2-1. Ryan Long starting to get up and loose out in the Shorebirds bullpen. Looks like he'll be ready to go for the fifth. Gerard trying to hand him the baton. With still a three-run deficit, the pitch, it's fouled off at the plate. Count now even at 2 on Parker. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Gerard to the belt, kicks and deals, and spikes a slider straight to the backstop. Counts full. Gerard looking for, guess you could call it a 1-2-3 inning. If he gets Parker here, Vasquez thrown out, trying to stretch a double into a triple. Three balls, two strikes. Gerard deals the payoff pitch. And the breaking ball in the dirt, Parker lays off, and he's walked for the second time tonight. Inning continues for Brian Klein. Klein sliced a double into the left center gap his first time up. That was the last batter Dan Hammer faced tonight. Ninth place hitter for the Green Jackets, top of the order on deck. Gerard will contend with Parker at first, two outs. Bottom four, Birds trail 4-1 on the first pitch, breaking ball in the dirt. Willems tries to block it, but it caroms off to his left. And up to second on the wild pitch goes Brandon Parker. Willems threw his entire chest at it. That was about a 55-foot breaking ball. Not too much Creed could do about that one. But back to Birdland, as we were talking about that right before that double and ensuing rundown for Vasquez. Kyle Bradish made his major league debut tonight. Right now, the Red Sox do have the lead, 3-0. Bradish, so far, not too shabby. Three runs on five hits, couple of Ks. The pitch, curveball, dirt again. Willems smothers this one. It's 2-0. Other news in Birdland. As out to the mound goes the pitching coach, Joe Hallmacher, to chat with Gerard. Down in Aberdeen, D.L. Hall making his 2022 debut. Stint at high A, and then he'll move back on up to double A eventually. So far, so good. Iron Birds have shut out Jersey Shore through the first five. They lead it 3-0. Norfolk trailing Gwinnett 2-0, just down the road, a couple hours south to Atlanta. And Bowie trails Richmond 2-1. They're already in the top of the seventh from Virginia. 2-0 on Klein. Man at second, two outs. Here it comes. And Klein swings and misses. Breaking ball gets away from Willems to his left this time as it missed low. Can't keep it in front. Two wild pitches have Parker now at third. Gerard back in the count, though, 2-1. Left-handed batter. Gerard from the belt, wheels and deals. And Klein out in front of a changeup. Hughes it off the end of the bat to the backstop. Count now even at 2. The final line for Hall, by the way, 4 shutout innings. 2 hits, 6 strikeouts. Say he looks a little healthy. Man at third, two outs. Bottom of the fourth, the pitch. And Klein, a high chopper down the first baseline. Back of the bag, Cruz gloves it. The first baseman takes it to the bag himself to retire Klein and end the inning. Gerard works around the two-out walk. Strands him at third, and we go to the fifth. Delmarva down 4-1 here in the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network. The Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Still a 4-1 deficit for Delmarva as we go to the fifth. Shorebirds trailing the Green Jackets here in Game 4 of the series. Trying to pick up back-to-back wins. Josue Cruz leads it off here against Landon Leach to begin the fifth, and he swings through a breaking ball to open the at-bat. 8-9-1 due up. Cruz grounded to first, his first time up. Big left-handed batter, the 0-1. Tries to lay off a breaking ball down and in. An ugly swing comes through. Curveball nearly hit him on the feet. No balls, two strikes. Josue, a bit of a strikeout problem this season. Leach the wind and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Three curveballs, three swings and misses. And Cruz retired to begin the fifth. Back-to-back strikeouts now for Leach. For Cruz now on the season, that is strikeout number 32 and 52 at-bats. I'll bring up Noelbert Romero. Grounded to third his first time up. First delivery, and that drills him high and tight. Nearly got him in between the shoulder blades, but I think it got him off the front of his arm. And thankfully has a shoulder guard on as well. So he's okay. And we'll trot on down to first. No ill intent there from Leach. And it's funny because I was just about to bring up the fact that Romero homered in last night's game, his second of the season. And Noelbert had one of the best admiration jobs I have ever seen as he hit it into the apartment building out in left field and virtually carried the bat all the way to first base. Not out of some kind of malice, but just because. First pitch, Romero runs from first. The ball gets by the catcher Zabrowski. Romero a headlong dive into second, though. So he'll have to stay there and settle for just a stolen base instead of maybe taking 180. And I like that mindset from Romero there. You get hit with the pitch. How do you pay it back to the pitcher? Well, you run on the very next offering. Even more important for Noelbert coming back from that hamstring injury. Looks like he is fully fit now. Now in scoring position for Greg Cullen. For Romero, that's his second stolen base of the season. Cullen 0-2 tonight. Left-handed batter. The 1-0. Picks a fastball inside for ball two. Shorebirds trying to chip away at this deficit. Nobody has scored outside of the second. One for the Shorebirds, four for the Green Jackets. 2-0 on Cullen. Leach a look to second, delivers home. And Cullen fouls it back, fastball letter high. Had something to hit there. 2-1. Cohen kicks the dirt out of his cleats, now steps back into the box, crowds the plate, a little bit up towards the front of the box. 2-1. Hits it on the ground to first, softly, takes a weird hop on Backstrom, he stays with it though, and flips to Leach covering at the bag. Good job by the first baseman on a really funky skip. Took him straight to the belt, but he blocked it with his chest. Cohen retired, he's 0-3 tonight. Over to third goes Romero, now two away. It'll be up to Michael Desone to drive him in. And so far, so good tonight for Desone. He's 2-for-2. Two singles. Right on right matchup. Birds down 4-1 in the fifth. The pitch is up and in for ball one. Romero, a short lead from third. Infield, outfield, straight up, straight away, the 1-0. And DeSona, soft liner to second, right at the second baseman, Quintero. Makes the easy grab to retire DeSona and end the inning. Shorebirds strand Romero at third, and as we go to the bottom of the fifth, we're halfway home. Shorebirds trail the Augusta Green Jackets 4-1 here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scrapple and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. The Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Bottom of the fifth, Shorebirds trailing the Green Jackets 4-1. Sam Jelinek here with you, and it's now Ryan Long on the mound for Delmarva as he relieves Thomas Girard on this tech net call to the bullpen. Girard, yeoman's work again today as he is now gone six straight scoreless innings out of the bullpen. 2 2/3 today, no runs, two hits, one walk, two strikeouts. As Ryan Long comes on here for the fifth. 6'6" righty goes into his wind. His first pitch of the game is fouled back by Caleb Durbin for strike one. Top of the order, due up for Augusta here in the fifth. Green Jackets leading 4-1. Long on the season, no wins, one loss, a 5-even ERA. The 0-1, and Durbin slashes it out of play. Right field side up into the sweet level, 0-2. Long 9 innings, he's allowed 9 hits, 5 runs. One homer, 5 walks, 12 strikeouts. Works from just on the first base side of the rubber. Pauses into his wind. Now the 0-2. And Durbin fouls it back again. Swung at the first 3 pitches. Fouled them all off. Still 0-2. Long had probably his best outing of the season last time out, despite the loss against Myrtle Beach on the 23rd. 4 innings, gave up 2 runs on 3 hits. Walked 1, struck out 7. 0-2. And Durbin, a roller towards third, picked by Romero from his shoe tops, drops it, picks it up, throws to first, the throw's low, and Cruz can't pick it. I don't know if that throw skipped on Cruz or not, or if it was right on his shoe top, but either way, he couldn't come up with it. See who they charge the error to. And safe aboard at first is Durbin to begin the fifth. Brings up Geraldo Quintero to face Long. The 7 strikeouts against Myrtle Beach was a career high for Ryan. Goes the stretch now, high set. First pitch, Quintero shows bunt and pushes it foul down the third baseline. For strike one, it is an error on Romero on the throw. Rangers keeping score at home. E5, his second of the season. Quintero 0-2. He's had a rough week here against Delmarva. 0-1. Fastball up and away, 1-1. He is now 1-17 here this week. Batting average creeping closer to 150 for the 20-year-old. He's got a man at first, nobody out, bottom five. Shorebirds trailing the Green Jackets 4-1. The pitch. Quintero late on the fastball as Long pumps it by him. 1-2. Ryan, five-pitch mix, fastball, changeup, slider, curveball, cutter. 17th round pick of the Orioles last year out of Pomona Pitzer. 22 years old. 1-2. And Quintero slaps it into the air to deep left field. Higgins racing back onto the warning track. He looks up. It's off the wall. Racing for third. There goes Durbin. And he's in ahead of the throw from Higgins. Into second, Quintero with a double. And Augusta off and running here in the fifth. Minute second and third and nobody out. Not a bad pitch from Long, but Quintero went up and got it. Drove it the other way for just his second hit of the series. Fourth double of the season. And the Green Jackets with a big chance to expand their lead here. Already on top, 4-1, bottom five. Stephen Paolini now at the plate. He's 0-1, walked, and was caught stealing back in the first. Corners will play in for Delmarva, middle infield back. Second and third, nobody out against Ryan Long, fresh out of the bullpen. Error, then a double. First pitch. Fastball down and in. Long misses the zone for ball one. Long began his last start by cruising through the first three before finding trouble in the fourth. Allowed the first three base runners to reach. The 1-0 misses down and away for ball two. Two-run double he allowed to Jacob Wetzel finally broke the deadlock. So it was a scoreless game up until that point. Trails 4-1 here, bottom five. The 1-1, or 2-0 rather, is up and away for ball three. Long does have a base open, but the cleanup man, Adam Zabrowski, is on deck. And Paolini with a green light late on the fastball. Three balls and a strike. That's something you hate to see. Especially with a green light, you want to be out in front of that fastball. Good news for the Shorebirds, however. Paolini evidently not sitting dead red. 3-1. Late on the heater again. Long just throws it by him. 3-2. Ryan's fastball got up to 95 last time out at home. Velo seems to be pretty good again today. 3-2 pitch, and Paolini, a bouncer up the middle and into center of base. It one run scores. Quintero gets the stop sign at third as DeSone hits the cutoff man in the center of the diamond. RBI single for Stephen Paolini, and it's 5-1 Augusta here in the fifth. So the error immediately pays dividends for the Green Jackets. Durbin comes in to score, Quintero to third, Paolini at first. Still nobody out in the inning. And Adam Zabrowski now steps in. Middle infield plays back again, looking for two. Romero at third, back of the bag as well. Cruz holds on the runner. Long setup crossfire, the pitch. And it's fouled off of the plate by Zabrowski for strike one. So Long trying to dance around trouble here to open his night. Shorebirds tandem's night having a little bit of trouble. Hammer lasting just an inning and a third. Long already in a heap of a jam here in the fifth. 0-1. Roped on the ground to third, backhand picked by Romero, back of the bag, throws to second on a hop, and Coleman can't grab it. It's on into right field. Racing for third goes Paolini, scoring on the play, Quintero, and it's now 6-1 Augusta on the second error of the inning. Romero did a stupendous job just to get that ball behind the third base bag on the back end. His throw to second low. Cullen couldn't keep it in front. Will be an E5 again on Romero, allowing Paulini to reach second. Sobrowski does get an RBI as Quintero was running from third on the ball in play. So men in the corners again. Still nobody out for Brandel Mosqueda. First pitch. Takes a rip and fouls it back out of play for strike one. So Long dealing with serious amount of adversity here tonight. Two runs in the fifth. Still nobody out. The pitch. Mosqueda, a half-hearted swing at a fastball that just fizzes by him. 0-2. Mosqueda on the night. 0-1. He walked and scored to kick off the rally in the second. Now 6-1 Augusta, bottom five. Here's the pitch. Mosqueda swings and misses, chases the slider down and away, and Long gets his first strikeout of the night, his first out here in the fifth. There's one away. So now a ground ball maybe could end the inning. Mekhi Backstrom steps to the plate. Left-handed batter, RBI double, back in the second. First pitch. Takes a heater outside corner for strike one. Long has said he hasn't had all of his pitches on during any one of his outings this season. It's always been missing one or two pieces. 0-1. Backstrom lays off. Fastball missing the outside corner. 1-1. And here tonight, he hasn't really flashed the changeup too much. The sliders looked good. But Augusta just putting the ball in play and finding results. Two errors in the frame. A double. A fielder's choice. 1-1's down in the dirt, blocked by Willems. 2-1. Shorebirds made the 10-hour trip down to Augusta back on Monday. And Ryan, having played for a small Division III school, Pomona Pitzer, D3 conferences tend to be a little bit more tightly knit as far as location. 2-1, Backstrom waves away at a fastball. 2-2. So he said during college his longest trip was actually just about 2 hours. He said a lot of times they were playing teams that just, or schools rather, only about a half hour away from him. So the 10-hour bus ride, one of his longer ones he's ever been on. 2-2 pitch. Backstrom takes down and in. Fastball misses the zone. 3-2. He did play in the West Coast College Baseball League during the summer. And that one spans the entirety of California up to Washington, Oregon. So you have some lengthy journeys there. He said that this was the longest one he could remember. 3-2 pitch. Backstrom swings and misses. Long reaches deep and throws it by him. Back-to-back strikeouts. There's two away here in the fifth. Men still at the corners. And Augusta with a 6-1 lead. Long trying to keep them just five ahead. Braulio Vasquez, the batter, he's had himself a night already. 2-for-2, a 2-run homer, and a double. Although that double, he was caught in between second and third. The pitch swung on, foul tipped, held onto by Willems for strike one. Was caught trying to extend it into a triple. Birds were able to run him down. Hits here, men in the corners, two outs, bottom five. Long the set and the pitch. Vasquez fouls it back, 0-2. Long just going straight gasoline here towards the end of the fifth. Just trying to throw it by Augusta hitters. 6-1, the Green Jackets lead, bottom of the fifth. Oh and two on Vasquez. Man in the corners, two outs. Long wheels and deals. Breaking ball called, strike three as he dips into his bag of tricks, flips in a slider, and freezes Vasquez to end the inning. After a rocky start, Long punches out three in a row to strand men at the corners, but Augusta puts two on the board. We go to the sixth. Green Jackets lead the Shorebirds 6-1 here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen. And you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Top six, Shorebirds trailing the Green Jackets now 6-1. 3-4-5 due up for the Shorebirds, Hernandez, Baloney, and Tavares against Landon Leach, who will try to become the first starting pitcher to go six innings against Delmarva this season. Right now he's allowed just one run on four hits, struck out two, walked a man, and hit a batter. His pitch count at 64, so very manageable at this point. Hernandez 0-for-2 against him. First pitch coming home, Hernandez shows bunt and drops it foul back behind home for strike one. Hernandez is grounded to short twice, once into a double play, once into a fielder's choice to end the third. Saunters back to the plate. Down on the count here, 0-1 to begin the sixth. Leach stares in for his sign, now rocks and deals. And Hernandez fouls it back out of play. Mighty rip, it's 0-2. You might have guessed with Darryl's hot start to the season that he would be amongst some of the league best. As far as the leaderboard goes, 0-2. Hernandez reaches for it, taps it softly on the ground to third. It takes a wicked hop and goes by Clyde. He's able to knock it down to keep Hernandez just at first. And we'll see how they score that there, as that took such a wild hop off the cutout of the grass, Clyde couldn't even grab it as it veered off to his right. So Hernandez safely aboard at first to begin the inning. And Isaac Baloney now the batter. Switch hitter, bats left. He's 1-for-1 with a single and a walk. He scored the only run of the game so far for the Birds. It will be a single for Hernandez. Leach a deep breath. Kicks and deals. Hernandez runs from first, and Baloney chops it off the glove of Backstrom at first. Back behind the bag. Picked up by the second baseman, Quintero. Glove flipped to first, not in time, as Baloney legs it out for another infield single. And the Shorebirds cooking with a little bit of gas here to begin the inning. Back-to-back singles have men at first and second with nobody out for Davis Tavares. Oh, man, they've actually hit Mekhi Backstrom with an error on that. That is a really tough error to be doling out there. As Backstrom had to leap high into the air, it popped out of his glove. And Baloney was able to safely reach, so deem it an E3. And now men at first and second for Davis Tavares, a meeting on the mound as the pitching coach Mike Steed went out to chat with Landon Leach as he's in his first trouble of the game. Two on, nobody out. Shorebirds down 6-1 here in the sixth. Need a rally late. Come back for the second straight win. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball wraps around the inside corner, missing for ball one. Hernandez was dancing away from second on the pitch. I wonder if he's thinking about swiping third. Good speed with Baloney at first as well. Keep an eye on him. Hernandez again dancing away from second. Leach will step off, throw back to second, not in time as Hernandez was nearly caught a little bit too far off the bag. Thought he had him timed. So he started scampering towards third, not the case. So still 1-0 on Tavares, who's 0-2 tonight. Ground out to second, ground out to short. Inside move to second, chases Hernandez back to the bag, and that's the second move for Leach already in the at-bat. So Hernandez has him backed up against a wall as far as pickoff moves go. Just 1-0 on Tavares, Birds down 6-1, top six. Leach looks to second. Here's the pitch, Hernandez takes off for third, Tavares swings and misses, the throw to third, a little bit high, and Hernandez in with a headlong dive, able to swipe third. And there's men at the corners with nobody out. Bologna stayed put at first. First base coach Danny Fajardo talks to him about what he saw in that play. Everybody knew Hernandez was going to run, so I'm surprised Bologna wasn't off on the pitch as well. For Darryl, it's his third stolen base of the season. Men at the corners, nobody out. 1-1 to Tavares. Here it comes. And Davis takes outside for ball two. No action out in the Augusta bullpen. Not really even any stirring either. This is Leach's inning to get out of. Two-one. Breaking ball hangs high and tight. Three balls and a strike. First time we've seen Leach really lose command in this game. Walked Bologna to lead off the fourth. Other than that, he's been around the strike zone. A lot of contact. Just two punch outs. Here's the 3-1. Tavares takes way outside. It goes straight to the backstop, but caroms right back to Zabrowski. No chance for Hernandez to try and score. And on the free pass, Tavares aboard at first, Bologna up to second, and Creed Willems steps to the plate. Out to the mound goes the pitching coach, Mike Steed, now to chat with Leach, as that'll prompt some movement out in the Augusta bullpen. As Leach is low to the bases here to begin the inning. They have actually now taken the error off the board. It was tagged to Backstrom and given Bologna a single. So I thought that was a tough error doled out on Backstrom. Back on Bologna's chopper down the line. Full meeting of the entire infield on the mound. G7 summit. Broken up by the home plate umpire Juan Gomez. And we'll get back to the action. Shorebirds down 6-1, top six. They have the bases loaded. Nobody out for Willems, who's 0-2. Flying out to center. Flying out to right and foul ground. And a phenomenal play. The right fielder Brandel Mosqueda sent him jumping into the right field seats. Willems from the left side. First pitch. Breaking ball just off the inside corner. A little bit low. Ball one. Creed wearing stirrup socks. White sanitary. Black stirrup. Trying to get the Birds back in this game. Leach delivers the 1-0. And Willems lays off. Breaking ball down and in. Willems looked like he was committed to that swing. And threw himself up a stop sign. He's able to hold back. Heading the count 2-0 now. Bases juice, nobody out in the sixth. Here it comes. And Willems, a chopper towards first on the short hop picked by Backstrom. Throws to second wide of the bag. But Durbin gets his foot back on the base to retire Tavares for the force out. Coming home to score, Hernandez on the fielder's choice. Willems safely aboard at first with his first RBI in a Shorebirds uniform. And Delmarva gets one back. It's a 6-2 game. What a play by Durbin at second, turning into a first baseman. Stretching out on the second base bag, and then finding his way back to the base with his toe. Get Tavares on the force out. Bologna goes to third. Willems safely aboard at first on the fielder's choice. It's now 6-2, and Ryan Higgins the batter. The pitch. Higgins swings and misses at the breaking ball for strike one. Higgins an RBI triple back in the second. Started the scoring in this one. 0-1. Higgins hits it in the air down the right field line towards the Birds' bullpen. That'll slice out a play. 0-2. After the Higgins RBI triple, Dusta scored six unanswered until now on Willems' RBI fielder's choice. Now time called as a ball from the Augusta bullpen gets into the field of play. 0-2 on Higgins. Bologna at third, Willems at first, a very short lead. Here's the pitch, and Higgins fouls it back on a hanging slider. Just couldn't square it up. Higgins was mired in a deep slump prior to his triple back in the second. Had been 0-16 going back to last week. Trying for one more hit here, the 0-2. He waits back on the slider again and fouls it back. It's Leach trying to sit him down with some soft stuff. Higgins battling, though. Men in the corners, one out, top of the sixth. Birds down by four, have the tying run on deck. Josue Cruz. 0-2 pitch. Higgins takes a fastball up and away. Gets one back, it's 1-2. Middle infield at double play depth. Outfield shades Higgins the other way. Right fielder Mosqueda a few steps towards the corner. 1-2. Higgins swings and misses. Slider down and away out of the zone. Leach gets him to chase. And there's two away here in the inning. So it'll be up to Josue Cruz to try to expand this lead, but it won't be against Landon Leach. Out of the Green Jackets dugout, manager Nestor Perez emerges and will take the ball from Leach here and go to the bullpen. We've got a tech net call to the bullpen here in the sixth. Shorebirds have men at the corners and two outs as Landon Leach's night is done after 5 2/3. We'll be back after a break here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Back here at SRP Park, we're still in the top of the sixth. Shorebirds have gotten a run on the board. They have men in the corners and two outs, and Estarlin Rodriguez is now on the mound for the Augusta Green Jackets as he relieves Landon Leach after 5 2/3 innings. Rodriguez making his fifth appearance of the season. Takes over for Leach on this tech net called the bullpen. Leach right now on the hook for two runs, both earned on six hits, two walks, three strikeouts. And he leaves the two runners on for Rodriguez. Bologna at third and Willems at first. Josue Cruz at the plate, the first to face Rodriguez, and he whiffs at a first pitch breaking ball down and in for strike one. Rodriguez has struggled this year, 0-1 with an 8.18 ERA in 11 innings. It's allowed 10 runs all earned on 15 hits, 3 homers, 4 walks, 9 strikeouts. The pitch. Fastball low for ball one. 6 feet tall, 180 pounds. 22 years old out of Puerto Plata in the Dominican Republic. Cruz, big left-handed batter. He's 0-2 tonight. The pitch. And he rolls it over, a foul just by the first base bag. One ball and two strikes. Shorebirds down 6-2. Top of the sixth. They have the bases loaded. Nobody out. Now men at the corners. Two outs. The pitch. Cruz takes up and away. And the count even at two. Infield shifts over for Cruz. Third baseman Klein at short. Durbin the shortstop up the middle. Two on, two out. Rodriguez the set and the pitch. Fastball called. Strike three at the letters. Cruz rung up looking. And that'll do it for Delmarva here in the sixth. They load the bases with one out, or with nobody out. Get one, but leave two aboard. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Shorebirds down 6-2 here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Bottom of the sixth, Shorebirds cutting through the deficit by one, now trailing the Green Jackets 6-2. Sam Jelinek with you. RBI fielder's choice for Creed Williams in the top of the inning. The first pitch from Ryan Long to Brandon Parker is a breaking ball that spins inside for ball one. Long trying to bounce back from a two-run fifth. Wasn't helped by two errors. 1-0. Parker sprays it out of play. Right field side for strike one. Parker, no official at bat tonight. He's walked twice. Scored a run. After allowing the first four to reach, error, double, single, fielder's choice to begin the fifth. Long struck out the next three batters, Mosqueda, Backstrom, and Vasquez, to limit the damage. 1-1. Slider misses high for ball two. So hopefully Ryan can settle back in here. Thomas Girard had gone 2 2/3 shutout prior. Out of the bullpen. 2-1. And Parker ropes it deep down the left field line, but that'll hook foul. Counts even at two. Full slate of games in the Carolina League tonight. Plus one extra as Mudcats and Down East had to complete what had been a suspended game back on the 26th. 2-2. Parker, a dribbler down the third baseline. Back of the bag, Romero gloves it, but it's a foul ball as it skips to the left side of the bag. Played a full nine tonight, and the Mudcats with a four-run eight managed to come back and win 6-5. Fayetteville and Kannapolis all tied at one. That's in the bottom of the seventh. Fredericksburg looking to continue to lead the league. 2-2 again, and Parker swings and misses, along with four straight strikeouts here out of the bullpen. Fredericksburg, a league-leading 13-5 record. They now have a 4-1 lead in the top of the seventh. against Charleston. Top seven from Myrtle Beach. Pelicans leading Columbia 7-0. And in game two of their doubleheader, Columbia and Down East. First pitch to Brian Klein, misses down and in for ball one. We've already seen a five-run frame and a six-run frame. Carolina leads 6-5 as they go to the bottom of the fourth. And Lynchburg leads Salem 6-2. Top of the seventh, the pitch to Klein. Fastball on the outside, Black, 1-1. Klein 1-for-2, RBI double back in the second. Left-handed batter. Shorebirds down 6-2, bottom six, the pitch. Fastball sails high and away, 2-1. Long high black socks today, orange rings around the top near the knees. Says he used to be a stirrups guy, 2-1. Fastball again gets away from him, misses outside for ball three. Then once he got to pro ball, started with more long pants again, and now has gone back to the high socks here. Said he just doesn't have the stirrups to match yet. 3-1. Klein checks his swing, but it's a called strike outside corner, 3-2. Creed Willems, his catcher, is actually the first to actually wear stirrups here this season for a Shorebird. The pitch. Klein swings and misses. 5 straight strikeouts for Ryan Long as he blows Cheddar by Klein, and there's 2 away here in the sixth. Maybe Long got wary after the errors the last inning and said, fine, I'll just go ahead and do it myself. 5 in a row, punch down. 4 swinging. Now the top of the order, Caleb Durbin. Right-handed stick, the first pitch. Breaking ball misses high for ball one. And Long's breaking ball command tonight just hasn't been as sharp as normal. His fastball has certainly been playing up, though. 1-0. The heater is ripped into left center field. Higgins towards the alley. Left fielder has to play it on a hop. Cuts it off. Durbin around second. Around first, heading for second. The throw wide of the mark, backed up by the first baseman Cruz, who then cycles it to second, but it's not in time. And Durbin in with a two-out double, snapping Long's streak of 5 in a row. 5 in a row set down, that is, by way of the strikeout. So Durbin, his second hit of the game, he's 2-for-4. And Long's second time through the order starts off none too kindly. Geraldo Quintero now the batter, 1-for-3. Doubled off the left field wall against Long his last time up. And Long a step off, chases Durbin back to the bag at second. Durbin top 5 in the Carolina League, with 11 stolen bases this season. The pitch, Quintero broken back, grounded to second on the third hop. Cullen picks it, the second baseman throws to first to retire Quintero and end the inning. Long works around a two-out double, needs just one pitch after it to post a scoreless sixth. We go to the seventh. Shorebirds need some runs. They trail 6-2 here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Top of the seventh, Shorebirds Still trailing the Green Jackets 6-2. Starlin Rodriguez back to work after he struck out Josue Cruz to end the sixth. In the first pitch to Noelbert Romero, misses high for ball one. Romero, Cullen, and Dazon here in the seventh for the Birds, 9-1-2. Shorebirds at the bases loaded, nobody out in the sixth. Only pushed one across, the 1-0 on the outside corner for a called strike. Romero was hit by a pitch and stole a base his last time up. He's 0-1. Right-handed batter. Homered in last night's game, his second of the year. The pitch. And he chops it foul into the Augusta dugout third base side. It's 1-2. Romero seems to be fully healed from his hamstring pull a couple of weeks ago at Lynchburg. Shorebirds have to have him back in the lineup. Rodriguez from the stretch with nobody on, the pitch. And Romero taps it foul up the third base side. Nice pick with the bare hand by the third base coach and manager Felipe Rojas Jr. Romero trying to lead off the seventh, get on base. 1-2 again. And he fouls off another, dribbles it to the backstop. Still 1-2. Romero, before going down with the hamstring pull, was probably Shorebird's hottest hitter. 1-2. Romero swings and misses, chases down and away at the slider, and Rodriguez with back-to-back K's out of the bullpen. And Albert was hitting about 500 through about four games. The home run, double, stolen base. He's playing very good baseball. He's just trying to ease his way back in. That homer last night will certainly help. Now top of the order, Greg Cullen. One out, nobody on. Birds down 6-2 in the seventh. The pitch. Fastball a little bit low for ball one. Cullen, left-handed batter. Light kick the pitch. And he reaches for a breaking ball. Taps it softly to second. Charging in Quintero. He fields and throws to first to retire Cullen on the 4-3 putout. Rodriguez, fastball, changeup, slider. He's been effective thus far. Seen three batters, retired all three, and now Michel Dazon will try to snap that streak. Birds down 6-2, top of the seventh. Kick and the pitch. Dazon watches a fastball strike the outside edge, 0-1. Dazon 2-for-3, two singles tonight. Two of the six hits for Delmarva. 0-1. Way late on the fastball as it hits Borowski's mitt by the time Dazon pulls the trigger. Big swing and a miss, 0-2. Two outs, nobody on, top seven. 6-2, Augusta leads. The pitch bounced in. Slider out in front of the plate, 1-2. Rodriguez with curly hair peeking out the back of his cap. Comes set at the belt. Wheels and deals. And Dazon gets around the fastball this time, but fouls it back. Ball and two strikes. Rodriguez gets his sign. Ready for another 1-2. And he misses low. That sounded like it got the catcher's approach kind of flush on his arm. He's able to block it. He's okay, though. Sun's completely set here in North Augusta as we approach 9 o'clock. Stadium lights on in full effect. Packed ballpark here on Friday night. The 2-2, and Dazon a hard grounder, but right at the second baseman, Quintero. Gloves wide of the bag and throws to first to retire Dazon, and it's a 1-2-3 inning for Starlin Rodriguez. We go to the bottom of the seventh, time to stretch. Shorebirds trail 6-2 here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network. Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebird birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Band Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the seventh, Shorebirds trailing in Green Jacket 6-2. Sam Jelinek here with you here on Friday night from North Augusta, South Carolina. 3-4-5 due up for the Green Jackets. Stephen Paulini leads it off against Ryan Long. He's into his line in his first pitch. He's fouled back to the top of the netting for strike one. Paulini, an RBI single off of Long back in the fifth, a dribbler up the middle that snuck through. Since then, Ryan has struck out five and allowed just one more hit. 0-1 on his way. And Paulini, a hard grounder, back up the middle and into center again for a second base hit off of Ryan Long. He's 2-for-3 tonight with two ground balls in the center. So Long immediately to the stretch here in the seventh. Paulini, the leadoff single. Brings up Adam Zabrowski. 0-for-3, reached on a fielder's choice his last time up, drove in a run. Middle infield at double play depth. Along the high set, Paulini short lead. Here's the pitch. Fastball outside corner for a called strike. Paulini was thrown out by Willems in the first inning of last night's game. As Creed got his first of now three caught stealings this week. Just a game plus. 0-1. Long misses outside with the fastball, the ball into strike. Shorebirds would be loath, obviously, to potentially kicking off another losing streak after snapping their seven-gamer last night, and Long steps off on the mound. Going to make it two wins in a row tonight. Talking with manager Felipe Rojas Jr. around the cage yesterday, just about the seven-game losing streak, 1-1. Swung on, foul tipped, straight to the backstop, 1-2. He said that despite it all, the guys have kept a very good attitude, and that at this level of play, the wins and losses aren't really as important as the strides that you make as the individual player. If you can come out of a 10-run loss with at least one silver lining. 1-2. Zabrowski, a broken back grounder towards short. Hernandez picks it, throws to second. One, Cullen the turn to first in time for a 6-4-3 double play. That is a fine feed from Cullen at second. He got rid of that ball in a jiffy to turn it and wipe the bases clean. Now two away. And Brandel Mosqueda comes to the plate. I didn't know if the Birds would have enough time to roll that one. But Hernandez, nice little drop step, fed Cullen perfectly at the bag, who barely had the ball touch his glove on the transfer. It was two away. Mosqueda 0-for-2, a walk, two strikeouts tonight. Right-handed batter. Time called at the plate. Long back to the full windup, steps into it, the pitch. And Mosqueda, a big swing, drives in the air, deep right center. Deson racing after it. Center fielder in the gap makes a running catch on the warning track as the ball kept on tailing away from him towards the alley. Long ends up facing the minimum in the seventh thanks to the aid of a double play ball. We go to the eighth. Shorebirds need some runs. They trail 6-2. Here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
It feels good having
someone on your side to care for, be there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. 'Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care, and with so much to protect each day, Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your little league team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. The players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
Enjoy some family time with America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is bare ball. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Top of the eighth, Delmarva trailing Augusta 6-2 here from SRP Park. Sam Jelinek with you. Game four of this six-game set. Shorebirds dropped the first two, rebounded with a win last night to snap a seven-game losing streak. Darryl Hernandez leads it off in the eighth against the Starlin Rodriguez. The first pitch, slider down and away for ball one. Rodriguez has faced four batters out of the pen. He struck out two and gotten two groundouts to second. Works in the stretch with nobody on. Hernandez 1-for-3 with a single. The lead off the six came around to score, and now he'll have a home run as he blasts one out to deep left off the facade of the apartment building in left. A solo shot for Hernandez, his fifth of the season to lead the ball club, and the Shorebirds have trimmed it back to a three-run deficit. It's 6-3 here in the eighth. That ball was scalded by Hernandez. He gets the Birds right on the board here in the eighth, quickly against Rodriguez, who allows already his fourth homer of the season. So make it a two-hit game for Hernandez. Stolen base and a run scored as well. Two runs scored now. Now Isaac Bologna, switch hitter, bats left, and the first pitch is down and in for ball one. Ball got out of here like it had some place to be. Destroyed by Hernandez, the 1-0. And Bologna swings and fouls it to the backstop, 1-1. Isaac on the night, 2-for-2, two singles and a walk. 1-1. Bounced in for ball two. You might have heard us talk about Bologna earlier this week. Still batting left-handed against left-handed pitching. He said he just wanted to try because he struggled from the right side this year. Knows that he's not getting enough opportunities against left-handed pitching. That keeping that right-handed swing sharp is tough. Balance the 2-1 back, 2-2. So he's continued and will continue here the rest of this week. To hit from the left side against lefties, haven't seen one yet this week. He said he started switch hitting around the time he was 12. He's actually a natural righty, just like how he throws. 2-2. Bologna fouls it back to stay alive against Rodriguez. So he started at 12 and since then has been switch hitting ever since. And his at-bat last week against Luke Little on Thursday, left-on-left matchup, 2-2. Down and in for ball three was actually his first professional time ever hitting against a left-handed pitcher as a lefty. He said all things considered, the amount of walks that he's been drawing in those situations, not too bad. 3-2, it's bounced in for ball four, and Bologna walks for the second time tonight. And the Shorebirds, to start off the eighth, have gone homer and now a free pass. Out to the mound goes the pitching coach, Mike Steed, as the Green Jackets bullpen springs to life. Rodriguez running into some trouble after retiring the first four that he'd faced. Davis Tavares, the hitter, two up. Shorebirds with seven hits here tonight, still have not had double-digit hits since last week. Or actually, the Saturday prior to last week against Lynchburg on the 16th. They had nine last night. It's been over 2 weeks. Still a little bit of game to go, still a little bit of ground to cover, both in the runs and hits category. Trailing by three, seven hits right now. Tavares at the plate, he's 0 for 2, meaning on the mound, finally broken up. Tavares is grounded to second, grounded to short, and walked. Bologna at first, nobody out. Hernandez started the inning with a solo homer. His fifth of the season to lead Delmarva. Came into today tied third in the league with four. The first pitch, about a 50-foot breaking ball, somehow stopped in front by the catcher Zabrowski for ball one. Home plate umpire Juan Gomez will dust off home plate, gives Zabrowski a second to catch his breath there, as I think that pitch might have popped up and gotten him somewhere around the neck area. Seems to be no worse the wear. 1-0 on Tavares, the pitch. Davis swings and misses. Fastball sinking down and in, can't connect. It's 1-1. So Bologna at first. Count even at 1 on Tavares. Birds down 6-3, top of the 8th. The pitch. Tavares swings and fouls it at the plate off the catcher Zabrowski again. It's 1-2. He's getting beat up here in this at-bat. Once by Tavares, once by his own pitcher. Gusta has a sidewinder warming up out in the bullpen. That's Rob Griswold. 1-2, outside for ball two. See how much longer Rodriguez lasts in this game. 2-2 on Tavares. Man at first, nobody out. 6-3, Birds trail in the 8th. Here's the pitch. And Tavares rolls it on the ground to short. Should be 2. Flip to 2nd for 1. Over to 1st. That's a 6-4-3 double play. And the first base coach, Danny Fajardo, is trying to tell Chris Jahnke that Backstrom's foot came off the bag. Well, Jahnke says that he was able to reach back with his toe and touch the base. 6-4-3 double play puts Creed Willems at the plate with nobody on. 2 outs. As he goes Sam's batting gloves. Here in the 8th, the pitch on the outside corner for strike 1. Creed, RBI fielder's choice, his last time up. Now 0 for 7 to start his Delmarva tenure. Want to change things up? Shedding the batting gloves now. 0-1 misses inside, 1-1. Right on left matchup, Birds down by 3 in the 8th. The pitch. Willems takes down and in for ball 2. Infield plays to the pull side, the 2-1. Willems lays off a breaking ball a little bit low for ball 3. Open stance from the left side. A little fidgety at the plate. Keeps on pulsating on his knees. 3-1. Willems takes a called strike inside corner and the count's full. Taps the plate on both sides. Takes his stance. Chokes up a little. Rodriguez from the belt. His payoff pitch. And Willems takes outside ball 4. Second walk of the inning issued by Rodriguez. And will allow Ryan Higgins to hit with 2 outs in the inning. And that'll be the final batter that Starlin Rodriguez faces in this game. So he goes homer, walk, double play, walk here in the 8th. And will be pulled in favor of Rob Griswold coming in from the bullpen. We've got a TechNet call to the bullpen. Rodriguez out, Griswold coming on. We'll take a break with a new arm on the mound when we return here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
It feels good having
find someone on your side to care for, be there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. 'Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care, and with so much to protect each day, Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your Little League team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. The players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your Little Leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information. Still in the top of the eighth, the Shorebirds have cut the deficit back to 3. They trail it now 6-3 here against the Green Jackets. Darryl Hernandez, a solo homer to kick off the eighth. And now, after a two-out walk, Rob Griswold relieves a Starlin Rodriguez on this technique call to the bullpen. Rodriguez goes 2 1/3, allows just one hit, two walks, two strikeouts, right now one run, but he is responsible for Willems at first, as he leaves them in possession of Rob Griswold. Sidewinder, throws a fastball, slider, and changeup. 6'1", 185. Drafted free agent out of LIU Brooklyn. LIU is actually now condensed into just one athletic team, that is. They used to have different branches, LIU Post, LIU Brooklyn. Now it's just LIU. They're the Dolphins. Interestingly enough. First pitch to Ryan Higgins. Off the hands, he shoots it over top the Birds dugout. First base sign for strike one. Griswold making his sixth appearance of the season. 8 1/3 innings, 4.32 ERA, 1 win, 1 loss, 9 strikeouts, 5 walks, 6 runs, 4 earned on 5 hits. The pitch, sinker, runs inside for ball one. Like we said, when he came out of the bullpen, Sidewinder throws from an extremely low 3/4 slot, not full on submarine. 1-1. Higgins swings and misses, gets tied up inside, 1-2. Very similar to Kyle Martin, who was with the Shorebirds in their bullpen last season. Higgins at the plate, 1-for-3 with a RBI triple back in the second. The pitch, and he hits a tapper back to the mound. Grabbed by Griswold, will throw to first himself to retire Higgins on the 1-3 putout. Comes in, and Griswold retires, the only man he faces in the eighth, and sends us to the bottom of the eighth. Birds down 6-3 after Darryl Hernandez's solo homer. Be back for the bottom of the frame next here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Go to the bottom of the eighth here from SRP Park. The Shorebirds trail the Augusta Green Jackets 6-3 after Darryl Hernandez's solo homer in the top of the frame. Cuts it back to a 3-run deficit. Ryan Long will try to hold it there before we go to the ninth. Ryan, after a bumpy start to his night, has since pitched 2 scoreless innings, striking out 5. Faced the minimum in the seventh after allowing a leadoff single. Got a double play and then a flyout. Mekhi Backstrom leads it off in the first pitch of the left-handed batter. It's a called strike on the outside corner. Long into his wind. Here's the 0-1. Changeup misses down and away, and the count's even at a ball and a strike. One-one. Backstrom lays off. Fastball runs outside. 2-1. Backstrom on the night. 1-for-3 RBI double. Don Augusta back on the board. Back in the second. 2-1. Backstrom way late on the fastball. Swings and misses. 2-2. Long peers in for a sign. Gets one he likes. Now the 2-2. And Backstrom hits it high in the air, deep down the left field line. That'll slice out of play. Foul territory. Stay at 2-2. For the Shorebirds' losing streak, and just more in general during the season this year. It's been just one inning, and it's gotten away from the Shorebirds each game. 2-2. Backstrom pops it up. Foul ground, third base side. That'll spiral back into the seats. Stays alive. Tonight it was the fourth inning, or the second inning rather, where Augusta pushed home four. Other than that, just the two-run fifth, Shorebirds would have the lead. Of course, you can't take away that big frame, but what you can hope to learn from it is minimizing the mistakes. 2-2. And Backstrom fouls off another three straight. Eighth pitch of the at-bat coming up. What we mean by that is just trying to avoid the crooked number. Might give up one, might give up two. Try to hold it there. Those big innings are the ones that kill you. 2-2. Breaking ball called. Strike three. Outside corner. Letter high. Backstrom again with beef with the home plate umpire Juan Gomez. He was barking at him from the dugout before past couple of innings. And he walks away solemnly as he's rung up for the third time tonight. One away here in the eighth, and Long now with six strikeouts, one off his career high. Brings up Rolio Vasquez, 2-for-3. First pitch from Long, and a fastball is hit in the air down the right field line, slicing towards the Birds' bullpen, and will drop in on top of the mounds for strike one. Delmarva being doubled up here in the bottom of the eighth. 6-3 Augusta. 0-1 pitch. Vasquez gets under it and lofts it high in the air to shallow right center. Second baseman Cohen back. He's under it and he makes the catch for the second out of the inning. Two up, two down for Ryan Long here in the eighth. Like we said, he really settled in after that bumpy start where the first four reached against him. Since then, he's allowed just two base runners, a double and a single. Struck out six and hasn't walked anybody. Here's Brandon Parker, 0-for-1. First pitch, breaking ball backs up inside for ball one. Parker's walked twice, scored a run, and struck out against Long. Two outs, nobody on. Ryan the full wind and the pitch. Fastball sinks low for ball two. Two-0 pitch. Swung on, foul tip, held on to by Willems. It's 2-1. Outfield plays straight up for Parker. Third baseman Romero, rather tight to the line. 2-1. And it's shot the other way into the protective netting above the Birds' dugout. 2-2. So Long looking for a strikeout here to cap the eighth, potentially his night, once the Birds have a comeback in them for the ninth. 2-2 on Brandon Parker. The windup and the pitch. Fastball just a little bit low. The count's full. Three balls, two strikes, two outs in the eighth. Long fires, and Parker, a hard grounder, right at the second baseman call, and he blocks it, picks it up, throws to first, not in time. Cruz was pulled off the bag just a little high by the throw. Evidently, his toe came off. And Parker safe here with two away in the eighth. It'll be an error. I'm not sure who on. Cohen's throw was pretty much right there. I think that's got to be on Cruz for pulling his foot off the bag when he didn't have to. It allows Brian Klein to hit here in the inning as Joe Hallmacher goes out to the mound to chat with Long to allow Hugo Beltran to get loose out in the Shorebirds bullpen just in case Long has any trouble retiring Klein. And they've given the error to Cullen. Ostensibly for the throw, I suppose. Seems a little harsh there as Cruz just had his foot slip off the bag. He's trying to stretch for that throw. It's a touch high, but Cruz with a 6'5" frame probably should have been able to keep his toe in the bag. No matter whose error it is, it extends the frame. Man at first, two outs. Birds down 6-3. Meeting on the mound, done. Now Brian Klein stands in from the left side. Big lead for Parker at first. Here's the pitch. And Klein takes a fastball, called strike, top of the zone. On the inside edge for strike one. Klein, an RBI double, back in the second. 0-1. Big swing and a miss. Can't connect on the fastball. Strike two. Long struck out. Klein back in the sixth. Has him down the count here, 0-2. Klein chokes up on the bat. Butt end shows underneath his hands. 0-2 delivery. And Klein able to slash it foul. Stayed 0-2. Still 0-2 on Klein. 2 outs, bottom eight. Birds being doubled up, 6-3. Here's the pitch. And Klein pokes it in the air to deep left center. Over towards the alleys. The left fielder Higgins has a little trouble with a stumble. He's able to maintain his footing and make the catch in the alley for the final out of the inning. Ryan Long able to twirl 3 shutout innings after a bumpy fifth. And we go to the ninth. Shorebirds need 3 to tie, 4 to take the lead. They're down 6-3 here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
And might you be buzzed when you suddenly love everything?
You guys, I love this song!
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Oh, I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I love?
A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
The Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home. Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds! Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
Top of the ninth, last chance for the Shorebirds as they trail Green Jacket 6-3. St. John with you here from SRC Park. Taking 2 out of the first 3, but the Birds won last night. They'll need to come back here in the ninth to make it 2 in a row. 8-9-1 due up against Rob Griswold, the side-winding righty. Deals to Josue Cruz to open up the frame. It's a big swing and a miss on a frisbee slider for strike one. Cruz 0 for 3, two strikeouts, a tap out to first. Griswold set at the belt is 0-1. Slider misses down and away for ball one. Shorebirds have not had a comeback this season in the eighth inning or later when trailing. 1-1 on the inside corner for a called strike two, the fastball. They have done it when trailing after six. They did that against Fredericksburg on opening night. And after seven or eight, not the case. The 1-2. And Cruz taps it foul up the right field side. Stays alive. Shorebirds have done so much of their damage early in games. They either haven't had to come back or they've been trailing by too much to make a comeback feasible. 1-2. Cruz takes down and away. Sinker gets away from Griswold. It's 2-2. So we'll see whether or not they can put together a rally here in the ninth. Cruz leading it off. Infield shifts to the right side. The 2-2. And Cruz taps it foul at the plate. Good job waiting back on the slider. Shortstop Durbin behind the second base bag. Third baseman Klein playing it short. Outfield straight away. 2-2 on Cruz opening up the ninth. Birds down 6-3. Here's the pitch. And Josue takes down it in for ball three. Just one base runner at a time for the Shorebirds. One foot in front of the other until maybe they have a chance to tie this game. 3-2. And Cruz ropes it on the ground by the stab of Backstrom at first and down the right field line. It hits off the Shorebirds' bullpen wall. Cruz coasts into second and he'll stop there as Mosqueda finally gets it in. We'll see how they rule that one, if that's an error on Backstrom or a leadoff double for Josue Cruz. But at the very least, the Shorebirds get the leadoff man on to begin the ninth, a little bit of life. It is a hit for Cruz. It'll be a double as he smoked it by Backstrom. All he could do is throw the glove at it and hope it hit it. Came up empty. And now Noelbert Romero will try to keep the line moving. Romero, right-handed batter, he's 0 for 2 tonight. Grounded to third, struck out swinging, and has been hit by a pitch. First pitch, slider down the middle for strike one. Shorebirds trail 6-3, top of the ninth, the pitch. Fastball a little low, 1-1. They've actually taken the double away from Cruz now. And given an error to Backstrom, so it is an E3. Keeping score at home. Score here from SRP Park, 6-3 Augusta, the pitch. Romero reaches for a slider high and fouls it back. Ball and two strikes. Top of the order on deck, that's Greg Cullen. Hitless here tonight, so his five-game hitting streak in some jeopardy. Griswold, a long look in. Comes set. The 1-2. And Romero able to foul it back. Fastball got in on his hands. Still 1-2. One-two pitch. And Romero reaches for it, pokes it in the air down the right field line into foul territory over the shoulder. Backstrom has it dropped through his hands. He got to the spot, would have been a sensational grab, but I think it kind of surprised him how quickly he got to the landing spot. And the ball wedged in between his arm and his glove fell straight through, and Romero still has life. Cruz out at second, nobody out to begin the ninth. Birds down 6-3. 1-2 again. And Romero skies it back behind home. Catcher Zabrowski off with the mask, up against the backstop. He runs out of room. It lands in the stands, and somebody makes a nice catch back behind the plate. We stay with a count 1-2. Cruz out at second. Griswold doesn't even give him a glance. The 1-2. And Romero chops it on the ground to third. Backing up on it, Klein fields wide of the bag. Throws to first. It's wide of Backstrom, and it goes by him. Off the sidewall, Cruz around third. He'll come in to score on the error as the right fielder Mosqueda backs it up. Romero safe at first, and suddenly the Shorebirds will bring the tying run to the plate here in the ninth. It's a 6-4 game. Just a straight error from Klein on the throw. Second error of the inning for Augusta has given Delmarva life here in the ninth. What was once the faint heartbeat has now come roaring to life with Cullen, the tying run, stepping to the plate. Greg 0-4 tonight. Like we said, his five-game hitting streak in a little bit of jeopardy here. Needs a hit to continue it. Left-handed batter. Infield overshifts for him. Want to drop down a bunt here. Augusta's giving it to him. The first pitch. Fastball misses outside for ball one. I know that that's not what Greg's thinking. He's thinking split a gap here. Send Romero to the races. Get in scoring position. Keep the line moving. The 1-0. And Cullen taps it foul to the Shorebirds dugout. 1-1. It's a 6-4 game, top of the ninth. Two errors to begin the inning. Brought home a run for Delmarva. Romero at first, nobody out. The pitch. Cullen watches it fade outside for ball two. Shortstop Durbin up the middle. Third baseman Klein wide of the bag at third. The pitch. And Cullen smokes it on the ground up the middle and into right center. A base hit. Romero up to second. He'll stop there. Cullen does extend his hitting streak and keeps the line just chugging along here to begin the ninth. The first three have reached. And now the tying run on base at first. The go-ahead run comes to the plate in the form of Michael Desson. And out to the mound goes the pitching coach, Mike Steed. They'll chat with the entire infield here. Nobody warming up in the Augusta bullpen, so this is Griswold's jam to try to wriggle out of. Desson hoping to make him as uncomfortable as possible here. Out to the mound goes home plate umpire Juan Gomez to break up the meeting. So two on, nobody out. Cullen, the tying run at first. Desson, the go-ahead run at the plate. Michael has not homered yet this season. Last year, he smacked three long balls down the FCL. They all came in the month of August. Right on right matchup. Here's the pitch. Desson swings and misses, laying on the fastball for strike one. Middle infield at double play depth. Outfield no doubles here for Augusta. Ball over their head would give Delmarva the lead. 0-1. Misses down and in for ball one. Only thing landing over their heads is a homer right now. And now a righty gets up and loose out in the Augusta bullpen. 1-1 coming home to Desson. A little half swing caught out on his front foot. Slider up and away. Griswold makes him look foolish. It's 1-2. Have to imagine Griswold will stick with that pitch, that frisbee slider. Kind of rides an elevator up to the plate, slowly rising. 1-2. Went to the fastball and Desson able to trickle it foul. First base side. 6-4, the score, top of the ninth. Delmarva trails. They have two on, nobody out. Tying run at first, go-ahead run at the plate. 1-2 pitch. Desson swings and misses. Griswold goes back to the slider to punch him out. And there's one away here in the ninth. Tying run remains at first. Daryl Hernandez comes to the plate. Hernandez rocked a solo homer to left. His last time up, he's 2-for-4 tonight. Two on, one out. Here's the pitch. Hernandez takes a fastball, called strike, outside corner, knee high, 0-1. Hernandez with one multi-homer game in his career. It came last week, the 0-1. Heater off the inside edge, 1-1. Two on, one out, top nine. Gusta 6, Delmarva 4. Right on right matchup, kicking the pitch. And Hernandez fouls it back. He got his pitch there. He hops around the box, knowing that he missed a hanging slider. So a ball and two strikes as a ball from the bullpen gets onto the field for Augusta. Stop play here. On deck, Isaac Bologna. But Hernandez wants to do this himself. He has been easily the Birds' best player this season. 1-2. And Hernandez, a tapper, backed up the middle. Second baseman Quintero grabs it, steps on the bag for one, throws to first in time for a 4-3 double play to end the ball game. Finally turned by Gerardo Quintero as he picks it on the short hop at second and is able to fire back to first for the twin killing to wrap this one up for the Green Jackets. The Birds gave it a run in the ninth, but Augusta hangs on for the 6-4 win. We'll go ahead, take a break, and on the other side, hit you with the Delmarva Shorebirds postgame show. Your final score here from Augusta tonight is the Green Jackets 6 and the Shorebirds 4. This has been Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball here on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Looking for some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Welcome back to SRP Park for the Delmarva Shorebirds post-game show. Sam Jones here with you to walk through how this one unfolded tonight. And it's the Shorebirds battle here on Friday night from Augusta, but fall just short with the Green Jackets taking game 4 of the series. A final of 6-4. It was just a 4-run second that the Birds could never rebound from. Augusta held the lead the rest of the game after that, after Delmarva was actually able to get on the board first. But overall, some bright spots tonight for the Shorebirds. We'll talk about them in just a second here as we go through how this one unfolded here tonight. We're scoreless after one as Creed Willems actually threw out his third runner already in his young Delmarva career, just two games. He's 3-for-3 throwing out base runners here this season. In the second inning, the Shorebirds got an RBI triple from Ryan Higgins with two out. They had Isaac Bologna up at second with nobody out to begin the inning after singling and going to second on a wild pitch. Higgins finally drove him in, snapped an 0-for-16 skid as well on his triple down the right field line and gave Delmarva the 1-0 lead. But Augusta answered back immediately in the bottom half of the second as they were able to light up Dan Hammer, as after striking out the first batter of the inning, Augusta went walk, RBI double, two-run homer, walk, RBI double, put up a four spot on Hammer and knock him out of the game. Thomas Girard came on and was able to hold serve over the next couple of innings. Shorebirds, though, could not chip into the deficit. We went to the bottom of the fifth with Augusta still leading 4-1. Ryan Long came into the game as part of the tandem with Hammer, immediately ran into trouble as Caleb Durbin reached on an error to start the frame. Geraldo Quintero doubled into third. A single for Stephen Paolini drove in a run, and then a fielder's choice plus an error drove in another. But Long then struck out the next three to retire the side and escape the jam with no more damage. Birds got a run in the sixth. RBI fielder's choice for Creed Williams. They had the bases loaded, nobody out. They only got one run from the situation. They tacked on another in the eighth. Solo homer for Daryl Hernandez, his fifth of the season. That ties him for the league lead now. And then in the ninth, back-to-back errors to begin the frame. Dave Delmarva a run. They had the tying run on base, but Daryl Hernandez bounces into the rough. 4-3, double play. Just Geraldo Quintero was positioned perfectly. Hernandez grounded it right back up the middle. Quintero next to the bag. All he had to do was step on it and throw to first. Retired Hernandez, who gave it all he could down the line, but unable to beat it out. And the Birds fall tonight here by a final score of 6-4. Your final line score for Delmarva: 4 runs on 8 hits, 3 errors. They strand 8. Augusta, 6 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors. They strand 6. Again, it's the clutch hitting for Delmarva that plagues them tonight. They go 1-for-13 with runners in scoring position. Landon Leach gets the win for Augusta. He's 1-1. Dan Hammer the loss. He falls 2-1-1. Rob Griswold picks up the save, his second of the season, with an inning in the third down the stretch. We started at 7:03, finished at 9:40. Time of game, 2 hours and 37 minutes, in front of 4,782 fans here on Friday night, the 29th of April, here at SRP Park. That's everything you need to know from today's game, so let's get the scores that you care about from around Birdland. The Orioles, although they lost, or they're are presumably about to lose to Boston, they trail 3-1 in the bottom of the ninth as Hansel Robles will try to close it up for the Red Sox. Austin Hayes at the dish. The bright spot in that game was Kyle Bradish. He goes 6 innings, allows just 2 runs in his major league debut, strikes out a couple of batters. So congrats to Kyle Bradish as he makes his MLB debut, O's top 10 prospect. And maybe that'll open the floodgates now of O's prospects to ascend to the majors. Around the rest of Birdland, Aberdeen, a 6-1 win over Jersey Shore. The big story there, D.L. Hall, 4 shutout innings. He strikes out 6, allows just a couple of hits in his return to game action this season. Good news as well, Cesar Prado homered his 7th, but he did leave after evidently tweaking his leg, racing out for a double later in that game. John Rhodes homered as well, his 2nd of the season. Gwinnett shuts out Norfolk 8-0, and Zach Lowther gets shelled again. He's 0-3 this year with a 10.32 ERA. Richmond, they upend Bowie 2-1 as Antonio Velez, who was acquired as part of the Tanner Scott trade, throws well, but not well enough. Gives up 2 in the 1st, nothing after that, and on just 2 hits, Richmond able to defeat the Bay Sox 2-1. Those are your Birdland scores. Let's take a look at the rest of the Carolina League here as Lynchburg defeats Salem 8-2. Carolina in game 2 of the Twin Bill against Down East wins 6-5. And they won 6-5 in game 1 as well, so the Mudcats sweep that doubleheader. Myrtle Beach, 8-1 win over Columbia. They had their winning streak snapped last night. Back to their winning ways today. Fredericksburg had a late lead. They have since lost it. They give up 3 in the 8th, 1 in the 9th. And in the bottom of the ninth now, with Brady House at the plate, Fredericksburg has the tying run out at 2nd. We'll see whether or not he can come up with the heroics again. Fayetteville, 2-1 win over Kannapolis, is the only other final score that we can give you from the Carolina League. Your final score here from Augusta, Green Jackets 6-4 win over Delmarva. With the win, Augusta improves to 10-9 on the season, depending on Charleston's result, or rather, because we already know Myrtle Beach's result, who's now in first place. Augusta keeps pace. They are 3 games back at 10-9, 6-4 here at home. They have now won 1 game in a row. Shorebirds fall back to 7 games under .500 at 6-13. Unless Fredericksburg comes back here, Delmarva will not lose any ground in the division. They will stay seven back. They're now 4-6 on the road, and they have lost one game in a row. That'll wrap it up for tonight's post-game show, as Shorebirds just can't find the big hit they needed late to push them over the hump and potentially sniff out a win as Augusta bounces back, and they've taken now three out of the first four games of the series. As always, big thank you from me to you for tuning in for tonight's broadcast. Enjoy bringing you Shorebirds baseball all season long. We have many more nights to come, so we're not even through the end of April yet. Big thanks to everybody back home in Salisbury at Purdue Stadium, who makes my job possible as well. Shout out you guys in the front office and everybody back in Salisbury who supports the Shorebirds around town. Your final score one more time here from Augusta. Shorebirds fall on a tight one. It's the Green Jackets 6 and the Shorebirds 4. Tomorrow, as I should probably give you what's on tap for tomorrow, because the schedule does actually change. 6:05 first pitch here on Saturday night from Augusta. It'll be Moises Chassé on the mound for the Shorebirds. No wins, no losses, a 4.15 ERA against Sam Strickland for Augusta. That's again 6:05 first pitch. Pre-game show will be at 5:50 with the earlier start as well. That's 6:05 first pitch for tomorrow. Now we'll wrap up the Delmarva Shorebirds post-game show. Until tomorrow when we talk to you for the pregame show at 5:50, thank you so much for tuning in. I've been Sam Jelinek. Your final score one more time tonight. It's Augusta 6, Delmarva 4. Until tomorrow at 5:50, we'll talk to you then. This has been Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.